everyone. My name is Christina Gumpels, and on today's podcast, I'm going to give you a summary and my reflection on a journal article I read in the Career Development Quarterly. The journal that I will be referring to today is called Yes, I Can, Testing an Intervention to Increase Middle School Students' College and Career Self-Efficacy. This article is written by three authors, Karen Glesner, Amanda J. Rockinson-Zafke, and Mercedes L. Lopez. The source is from the Career Development Quarterly, December 2017, Volume 65, Issue 4, pages 315 through 325. Let me start by giving you a synopsis of this journal article. Glesner, Rockinson, Zafke, and Lopez conducted a research study investigating the effects of virtual and local college-hosted intervention on middle school students' career and college self-efficacy. The authors examined, does participation in the intervention significantly affect the college and career self-efficacy of 8th grade students? They hypothesized that the intervention would significantly influence both college and career self-efficacy. The sample they used came from two public schools in a semi-rural West Central Florida school district and consisted of 173 randomly assigned 8th grade students. They split the students up into two groups, the treatment group, which were those who participated in the intervention, and the control group, which are the students who did not participate in the intervention but continued with their language arts curriculum. The study was a four-day intervention, with the first 3 days engaging in a virtual career exploration activity that can be assessed through Florida Shines, and the fourth day visiting a local college campus to where they listened to college administrators, an academic and financial aid advisor, professor, and even college students who expressed their experiences from middle school all the way to where they are today. The results of their hypothesis that the intervention would affect career and college self-efficacy were supported by the significant results of both analyses. The students who participated in their intervention showed significantly higher college-going and career decision self-efficacy than those who did not participate. In reading this journal article, I would have to agree with the author's research and intervention when they stated that middle school is the appropriate time for students to begin career exploration and improve career and college self-efficacy. These three authors also reported that by the year of 2020, 65% of all occupations in the United States will require post-secondary education. With this projected outcome, the importance of making students aware of their college and career choices are beneficial to their future. This article shows the significance of having middle school students gain self-awareness, explore careers, set future goals, and develop a career or educational plan.